You're listening to SBS News.
Sticking out from the warped sections of corrugated iron and powdery shards of plasterboard is the burnt, rusted frame of what was a child's bed. Bree Brunswick says this is what remains of her dream home.
Just a weatherboard cottage, verandas all the way around. It wasn't very big, but we wanted something small, so we were downsizing from when we were in town. And it was just cute. It was like our little house on the prairie. We just loved it.
She and partner Jim Keat built their country cottage in the rural hamlet of Clifton Creek, 20 minutes drive north of the main township of Bairnsdale in East Gippsland. They lived off the grid with solar power and tank water, their idyllic hideaway on an acreage overlooking the valley next door to the primary school. On the night of December 30th, 2019, it would all be snatched away as fires tore through Clifton Creek. Mr. Keat stayed behind to defend the house with his brother and friend, but he says by nightfall he realised it couldn't be saved.
It's just the ember attack. You know, everything started to catch on fire. I was keeping an eye on the road, you know, just to make sure we had access to get out. And the last time I went up, the road was on fire. You know, the school was almost on fire. So I raced back down, grabbed the boys and just told them we're getting out of here, you know.
Just 5 days after Christmas, Ms. Brunswick, Mr. Keat, 15-year-old Ashley, 10-year-old Jake and 3-year-old Joey lost everything.
All their Christmas presents, everything that they were excited about was just taken away overnight, and they struggled, yeah, for the first few days a lot.
Jim Keat says even now he'll go to get something before realising it's gone.
You know, every day you realise there's something else in there that you haven't got. And so, you know, it's kind of bizarre, yeah.
The fire that claimed their home also took the school which Jake attended. Ms. Brunswick says the loss of Clifton Creek Primary really hit him hard.
For a little boy, you know, you've got your family and your school and that's your whole world, and he'd lost it all just in an instant. So he struggled the most, I think. You know, he loved being up there. So he was devastated.
Clifton Creek Primary was more than 100 years old and was called the little school that made a big difference. With only 10 full-time students, Principal Sue Paul says it had a unique, intimate learning experience. Ms. Paul has only just returned to the school site to see the damage. She says this sort of destruction is all too familiar for her.
I couldn't come back before these buildings were here. It was just too emotional. We lost a family member and a family home in the Black Saturday fires. So for me, seeing all of this is quite devastating and brings back a lot of that.
Just 3 days after it was destroyed, the Victorian government announced it would be rebuilt. Member for Gippsland Darren Chester says while the school only accommodates a small number of students, it's an important part of this rural township.
It's a hub of that little community. I mean, Clifton Creek's only a small community, just down the road from Bairnsdale, but people want to see that school rebuilt so they can get that sense of community back as quickly as they possibly can.
In a matter of weeks, the site has almost been cleared and portable classrooms have been installed with only the final fittings to be finished. Students won't be allowed to return until the landscaping is complete and the last remnants of burnt materials have been taken away for the sake of their mental well-being. So for term one of 2020, the Clifton Creek kids are being taught at the nearby Nicholson Primary School. The state government has installed a portable building for the temporary new students so they can begin the new term together. Ms. Paul says calling the roll on the first day back was a significant moment for everyone who survived the fires.
To be able to go all present and accounted for is the best thing we could hope for, yeah. In any bushfire, if at the end of a bushfire you're going, everyone made it through, we can rebuild, we can buy new things, but you can never get a person back.
Nicholson has six times the student population of Clifton Creek, but its principal, Sue Clegg, says her pupils have been very welcoming.
They've accepted them with open arms. They showed a huge amount of empathy for the first few days, but now it's just business as usual.
The Clifton Creek class has been doing writing exercises that help with feelings of loss from the fires. For Jake Brunswick, the losses are significant as the fires not only took his school and his home, but also the keepsakes he had from his father, who died when he was just 7 months old.
I had my dad's old motorbike gear, and that's gone. And I had some pictures of my dad, and they're gone. And yeah, heaps of stuff really.
The children's bravery and resilience has become world famous. They've received letters of support and donations from around the world, including the US, the UK and Greenland.
We're so lucky for all the support we've been getting and stuff. Yeah, and we're sending letters back to them too.
The new portable buildings on the Clifton Creek Primary site will be ready for class next term. And while Jake says he's enjoyed his time at the bigger Nicholson School, he can't wait to get back.
It's good, but it's not the same. Just the culture of it, like, because there was heaps of culture, like, 100 years back, and, yeah.
With no house insurance, Bree Brunswick and Jim Keat know they face a long road ahead, but they're just grateful to be walking it together.
Others have lost their lives and we were lucky, I think. We just sort of said, we're the lucky ones, you know, we're still here, and that's the most important thing.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.